I remember when I had a surgery and they gave me some kind of painkiller, and I don't remember if it was Vicodin or Percocet or what, but I remember being like, oh, because you hear about like, oh, I'm going to take these, I'm going to fucking be all messed up. But you take a painkiller, you don't feel anything. There's no high. There's just this feeling where you don't, it's the subtlest feeling of like, I don't really care about anything anymore. You know, like I don't, nothing worries me at all. I don't care. Whatever.
I had painkillers.
It's that, and that's the power in it.
I thought it was that you had to mix them with booze and stuff, and that's why they're all.
I'm sure they really kick in then, but but like a painkiller is not a high. It's just an it erases anything. It's an eraser. It erases your feeling.
Like a Mr. Clean magic eraser.
Yeah.
Magically, your problems go away.
It didn't make.
Yeah, it really, like all your problems are still there, but you're like, you just don't care.
Yeah.
You're not like high, like, yeah, man, I feel. You're just like, yeah, I don't care anymore. It's whatever. And that's an amazing feeling.
Yeah.
That's people, that's the,
I never got
pay
that.
A lot of money to feel
no?
that way.
I never got that. I had some pretty strong painkillers when I had the big motorcycle crashes. But yeah. All it did is stop the pain. Which made me happy to be not be
in agony.
It
stops the
anymore.
Pain, yeah. But it also, it shuts off a few other receptors is what I'm trying to say. That are subtle. Yeah, I think so. The reason I think it's coming up is I've been dealing with some back pain for quite some time. And Dr. John Lee has prescribed me a muscle relaxer. I don't know. I'm just trying to make it dramatic with the music.
This is The Godfather, right?
No, I don't think it is.
Viva Zapata. Viva Zapata.
It was a Monster Rally. Song called Orchids.
I love that you're having fun with the board. Keep going with this. I don't
fun.
Know where
Gotta
this is going
fun.
Or when it's happening, but I love that you're having fun.
I live a fun life.
You do.
Is
that
what your
life.
Head says?
Full life.
I have a fun life.
I have a full life. Go to ihaveafulllife.com, and if you want to book a show or a speaking engagement, I will
you
come and speak to your group.
You should set up a rival organization.
I think
website.
I will. Yep. I think
I
we're
have
both
a fun
think,
life.
We're thinking the same thing right now.
Yeah.
Nobody would go to that.
Don't have a full life. Have a fun life.
Fun is better than full.
No. Yeah. Full means more than just fun. Fun is included in full. Fun is just fun. Full includes fun, but it also has all the things that make it full.
But those things could not be fun, too.
Mm-hmm.
True,
hey,
but,
it,
but it's a positive. Full, having a full life. No, you're right. It might be negative, having a full life. My life is full.
And it sucks.
You know, just like my bladder is full or...
Yeah.
I have a full life sounds like a last desperate. It's like someone's telling themselves right? That's
trying to convince
joke.
Themselves of the fact that they have a good life.
Yeah.
I have a full life.
That's your joke. That's the nihilist.
It's not nihilist, but when those young men don't invite me out, I say, eh, don't worry about it. I got a full life. Got a lot going on, so it's cool.
God, isn't it awful to think we're now so old?
Yeah,
that young people are like,
putting
stay,
us off.
Stay the fuck away.
Don't hang out with us.
Yeah. Jesus.
Yeah, it's starting to creep in there. You know, like you can only deny it for so long and then it becomes a reality.
Yeah, you don't even notice the invites have stopped.
Yeah, you're right.
And I just think, oh, no one invites me because they
they're
know
busy.
I'm... No, because I'm a misanthrope and I often say I would rather not interact with people. But
that's
really,
part of it.
It's just that I'm an old scrote and they don't want me around.
Mm.
Is scrote short for scrotum?
Yes. Yes, it's a British euphemism.
Yeah, it's a Britishism.
Anyway, are we on
British
the agenda?
Talk.
Is this the agenda now?
We're rolling. We're going.
I got gifts.
I got gifts.
Yeah, so do I.
Oh,
you do?
God, we're into the Yankee
What's the
pot roast.
I was thinking about the gifts. Right, like, because I called you guys to say, hey, do you want anything from the market? Like, I never know if anyone's bringing food or if I'm going to bring food. I think the rule should be every week you have to bring something. It can be food. It can be a gift. It can be a news item. It can be an oddity to talk about. It's like show and tell or show and share, show and give, whatever you want to call it. Each week you're required to bring something, even if it's just a story you want
isn't
to
tell. That
anti, a sex story would be good, but
isn't that anti the freewheeling, no boundaries show that you want?
I don't know.
And
I
now
mean,
you're adding
you,
them.
Well, you can defy the boundary. That's up to you.
Speaking of sex,
what kind of nihilist are you? You want structure.
A structured one.
Yeah.
structure of, and then you play around within the structure.
So do we have sponsors anymore?
We do. We do. We're still sponsored by Bagain. I was with him.
Who's keeping us going?
Bagain.
Yeah.
And then two other companies. IHaveAFullLife.com and Bill's Whiffling Camp.
You the beat, Buffalo
you,
Bills.
You beat me to the IHaveAFunLife.com sponsorship comment. That
you
was,
want, you want to be a sponsor?
I was lofting that wiffle ball in the air for myself to smack out into
beat you
beyond
to it.
The outfield.
You got to get up earlier in the morning to beat my wit.
Yeah, to get up at 4 a.m.
I've got a sharp wit. Everyone's always told me that. Yeah. Like I got a sharp eye for comedy.
Anyway.
Wit. Yeah.
All right, well, let's get right into these gifts. We got so many gifts.
Yeah. Do you want me to go first?
Oh, I forgot the Andes chocolates again.
Oh,
fuck.
Damn.
It's been weeks. They've been sitting on the shelf. I keep forgetting them.
They go bad.
Nah, well, eventually. But
yeah.
Shelf life's long on those.
Yeah.
All right, you go ahead. What do you got?
All right.
Christian's got a gift. Here comes the album. One will be Johnny Paycheck. The other will be...
You don't know that. I have either There Goes the Neighborhood by Joe Walsh.
Why is he only the one that... That's a good album. That's a cool cover, too.
For Mark, yeah.
But why is... he always gets albums. I like albums.
I have something different for you.
But I also like albums.
Okay.
Well, I doubt he ever plays.
So it's either this one, it's either There Goes the Neighborhood by Joe Walsh, or...
Or... Senior Paycheck.
Johnny Paycheck, Mr. Lovemaker.
That's the same one, right? Same one, Mr. Lovemaker.
No, I buy a new one
paycheck
every week.
Album. Yeah. Well, it's still there.
Huh?
Mark, which will be Joe Walsh's...
It's Joe Walsh.
From the Eagles.
He's from the Eagles. And he was on the Drew Carey Show.
Can I have Bill's gift?
You want Bill? All right. Oh, this is making
like,
it. You're,
price
this
is right. Like, you could take this gift. Showcase,
all right,
or you
for,
can see what's behind door number
for
two.
For Bill, I had the option of either...
You better not be giving
Bill
me...
Bill Larkin.
Who's that?
Knowing Your Audience. Recorded live at the Green Mill in Chicago. It's a
he's
CD.
Still in the wrapper?
Yep.
All right, I can give that away.
Either this or... The DVD Nirvana Nevermind.
I gave you that for Christmas, you asshole.
Oh, really?
Fucking, you're regifting my gift.
This is also still in the wrapper.
I'll take that back. I'll that was a nice, thoughtful gift. I'll take back. I'll give it to someone else.
You want the Nirvana?
Yeah.
Well, no, but Mark gets the pick because he's stealing your gift.
I'm having the Nirvana.
Oh, there we go.
And then you're having one of the albums.
Give me that Joe Walsh album.
You want the Joe Walsh album.
Yeah.
All right, so Bill Larkin stays on the shelf for another time.
That's a
nice
DVD.
I can't believe nobody's...
That's an unwrapped... That's probably worth something. You know it is, probably.
He's going to eBay that.
I bet that shit's worth something on eBay. I just bought a couple DVDs this week.
All right, well, here you go. Here is the... There Goes the Neighborhood. There's no record inside here. It's just the jacket.
Oh, there's no record in it?
I'm just joking. There's a record in there.
That's pretty cool.
He's sure he's with the Eagles.
He was.
Yeah, not anymore. They broke up.
All right. My turn then, is it?
Yeah.
All right, well, so what I've got, and I might have screwed up on one of these. So for
this
Christian,
nice
I have a thing combining his two favorite things, ice hockey and growing plants inside
right.
a container.
That's really
that's
nice, actually.
That's a pot? That's awesome.
Kind of looks like him. Let me see that fella on the...
I thought that's what you were going to say, Mark, is combining his two favorite things, hockey and having red hair.
Yes. He does love both.
Mm-hmm. It's
or being a ginger.
It's hockey
as
planter.
As you Brits say. What team do you think this guy plays for?
The Montreal Maroons.
Yeah.
Oh, is that what they were called?
They were. I like this. Thank you, Mark.
All right. And then for Bill, now I may have screwed up here. I got you a DVD player.
Ooh. You did?
I left the sticker on from the garage sale in case you're an ingrate and you want to take it back. So it does work. Confirmed working. It's
Thank
a DVD
you.
Player. And to go with it, because I know you've got a group of youths at home who'll be gawping at it going, what is this?
I can put this one downstairs.
You can put it on.
This one's
and I've got you a movie night, Limits of Control, an early Jarmusch effort.
Oh, well, I never heard of this. This
no,
is a feature?
I. Yeah.
No, I have seen this. I have seen this with Isaac DeBankle. It's bad, but it's...
It's not great.
No, and I haven't seen this. Maybe I have. Yes, I have. I've seen it's weird.
It is weird. Frogs.
Oh, I love this Frogs. They just showed this at the music box. Yeah. Missed it. Is that me calling?
Oh, we're getting a caller.
right. And can I just finish off?
Yeah.
Tremors.
Oh,
too.
Whoa. These are amazing.
Tremors, too.
These are awesome.
So you can show those to the youth tonight.
That's like a film fest right in and of itself, like a three-film film fest.
Yep.
Can we pause gift time to pick up this call?
All
right,
who's this?
All right.
Thank you. This is very generous.
Hello, caller. Can you hear me?
Oh.
Hi. This is, we are in the middle of gift time right now. We're exchanging gifts.
Ooh. Is this the employee of the month for June?
This is she.
Yeah, it sounds like her.
Can you hear us all right? I know there's been issues.
Yeah, I can hear you fine.
All right, great.
Who is this?
This is the person that was commissioned to create our bathroom signs.
Oh.
That we discussed during
Lincoln
the last
bathroom
the last episode, yeah.
I wonder how they're coming along since.
Is that why you're calling?
An update?
That's why I'm calling.
All right. And how's it going?
Pretty good. I have to wear contacts. I stopped the smoke from getting out of my eyes.
From the burning.
That's a big problem with wood burning.
Yeah, I would think.
Hmm.
Is smoke getting in your eyes?
Do you use like a soldering iron?
What'd you say?
Do you use a soldering iron?
It looks like that. It's it looks like a pen, but it just gets hot at the tip and then you burn into the wood.
Huh. Yeah, I've seen it. It does. It looks, yeah, it's like a...
What do you do for large areas?
Hmm.
Good question.
For the large areas of the sign? I've seen people do a couple of different things. I have a friend who also does wood burning, and he's got a small torch, and he will singe or torch large areas to make it look dark and it not take forever. But there was one time that I put thousands of dots on a sign, and it took forever, but it looked really cool.
Yeah, because you have to burn each dot.
I have to burn each dot.
Do you still have that laser machine?
Yeah, I have a laser machine. It's not hooked up right now. The water, there's like a water that cools the CO2 laser, and it started dumping water all over my floor and my downstairs neighbors.
Wait, you'd burn in the wood with a laser?
Yeah.
Yeah, laser cutter, like a laser printer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
they
do.
They laser into the wood and they make things, yeah.
I'm envisaging the movie Real Genius, where they have to build a military laser,
yeah,
and they can't get the cooler right.
Yeah. How are the signs for the bathroom coming? What have you settled on? We discussed it last week. We talked about whether it would be gals or whatever. Yeah.
They're along the lines of the sign that I created for the bar area, that kind of vintage style with the finger pointing and the old timey words.
What are the words going to be? That's what we're talking
that's
about.
That's why I'm calling.
Yeah, okay. You want to know what the words. Do we have, have you decided what you want the words to be, Mark?
I'm open for ideas.
Who has final cut on this? Mark has final say on the words on the sign?
No, this is signage. This is more a marketing.
Creative licensing.
Operational area.
So who's that go to?
Yeah, who is in charge of that? Is that
Kelsey,
is that a Kelsey thing or is it Deanna thing?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Me?
Well, to have you collab.
Can I be involved in this?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, let's take recommendations. What do you got, Bill?
I like lads and lasses.
Bill likes lads and lasses.
I like that. That's a good one.
British, right?
Yeah.
Mark, what do you think about lads and lasses?
And then... No?
No, because everyone was going to go, oh, Gary's made that one.
Yeah, yeah. True.
I want
blokes.
I want distant.
Yeah,
blokes and what's
well, I think he's trying to avoid anything British.
What
about
a colloquial
if we
term
went
for a woman?
Australian. We went Sheila's and Bruce's.
Yeah, okay.
Who's that reference? Or is that just
Sheila's
like a general
the woman and Bruce would be the man. A lot of people in Australia are named Bruce.
Are they?
Yeah. Hence the famous Monty
like
Python
Muhammad.
Sketch.
Oh, I don't know that.
G'day, Bruce. How you doing, Bruce? Bruce is over there. You've never seen it. It's a classic.
What's a colloquial term in British for a woman? It's not offensive.
Birds.
Yeah, I was going to say, can you still say birds?
Blokes and birds.
Blokes and birds.
That's like the name of
Austin Power.
That's like if someone wants, what should we name this new concept British pub in?
Yeah, right.
Blokes and birds.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what it does sound like. All right, well.
I don't know.
It can't be too out there because then people don't. One time, didn't Courtney have a problem with that once? where she couldn't figure out which was which and she had to go to the bartender.
Yeah, I think so. Our sister Courtney has a story where they made it too vague.
Too vague?
Yeah. Which bathroom was which.
Vague?
Yeah.
Or vague?
Vague.
You're kidding, right?
About what? Do you
saying
know what?
Vague instead of vague.
Vague?
Vague.
Like egg?
Vague.
Fog.
Vague.
Fog.
What?
There's
about?
No debate here. It's vague, right? I mean, I feel crazy. I feel like you're gaslighting
me.
No,
it's fog.
Let's make it houses from Harry Potter, and then no one's going to yeah.
know. Yeah. Gryffindor, Slytherin. That's a great idea.
And everyone just
standing you'd be in there watching each other, men and women watching each other go to the bathroom in Slytherin. What? Slytherin would be so penis.
Yeah.
Obviously. Yeah. Snake.
What about, what's like a good film reference?
Mm. Oh, how about some kind of comedy reference?
Oh, yeah.
But you see clowns and, clowns and, what's the women in the circus would be the...
Oh, like acrobat.
Oh, like a trapeze artist?
Put clowns and the women that go on the backs of horses.
Clowns and clowns.
Fit all that on the sign. Have fun burning that.
Yeah, clowns and clownettes.
I don't know.
It's right. fun to think about. You could just think about it all day.
I'm excited for this project and figuring this out.
Yeah, me too. What did we decide on?
We haven't. No.
Yeah.
Okay. Vogue?
Yeah, it's still pretty vogue.
Yeah.
It's pretty vogue right now. All right, well, what do you need to know by? They, you know, give set a deadline so that these guys can...
I don't need to know anytime soon. Probably just the next 30 minutes would help.
Okay. Well, the iron is hot.
Remember to turn your soldering iron off because I always forget mine and I come back to burnt.
Well, you do some soldering? What do you solder?
Soldering. What? Bloody microphone leads that these numpties keep breaking. Yeah.
Oh, can that be one of them? Numpties?
Yeah.
How would you spell that?
Jeffs.
Numpties and dumpties. I don't know.
I'll get a list to you pretty soon.
Perfect.
All right.
All right, I'll start burning now.
Don't forget your contacts.
I won't. I've done that before. Didn't turn out well.
All right.
All right, bye.
All right, thanks for calling.
But donuts and a hot dog, something like that. Some
donuts
food.
And eclairs.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
No one's going to figure it out.
Yeah.
Yeah. People. Donuts. It'd just be fun to watch people look at the sign like, donuts, is that me? Am I a donut?
What we're trying to accomplish is pointing people the direction of the bathroom to end the confusion, and in doing so, more confusion. Oh, so
but donuts and eclairs is very genital focused. Yeah. We've already said.
Yeah,
that's
no genital
out.
Yeah, we got to avoid that.
So these aren't signs to hang on the door to say the name. They're signs to point them towards
point them
the doors.
Down the hall. Yeah.
So these aren't. I misunderstood. I thought these were door signs.
Well, it's similar. You know, I mean, same ending.
Yep. So then it's
same result.
So then you got to decide whether you're going to call it the restroom, the bathroom on the sign, a lavatory. I like lavatory. So it's seldom used anymore.
WC, water closet.
Water closet. That's a great one.
Bogs.
Bog. Lou. the John.
What do the Aussies call it? Like the Thunder Can or something stupid. Chunderbox.
What if we called
the
men's room Wade Boggs?
Oh.
And we called the women's room something. We have to come up with another word.
Another bog?
Right.
Lucy Lou's.
Lucy Lou. A Wade Bog
Wade
and a Lucy Lou.
And the Lucy Lou. Amazing.
You want to do that?
I love it.
All right.
The Lucy Lou and the Wade Bog.
That's very intuitive.
Yeah. That's pretty good.
One's a man, one's a woman.
You heard it here first.
Lou and Bog. That's great. Great work.
Come on, we got to finish the gift swap.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's God. Right. That's right. Yeah, we're burning time.
Well,
here.
Thank you. I was blown away by
I'm going to text that while we're doing this.
All right, here's what I got. Been sitting on this for a couple of weeks. It's supposed to also have the Andy's candy, but not going to happen. Some of this is for the room.
Andy's candy. Did I ever tell you about there's a Viz thing, a hand shandy? Do you know what a hand shandy is? You can probably guess.
Well, I imagine manual sex of some kind. Yeah. What's the shandy mean? It just means.
Maybe it's because a shandy drink is kind of fizzy and frothy.
Yeah, a little hazy.
Like a stimulated male organ.
You're a pig. I don't want to talk about that kind of talk.
Well, you
dirty
said
talk.
You said half of our listenership wants filth and the other half wants.
They want specific sex stories from you guys. They've already heard mine. They want to hear yours.
But then you said your missus had put a foot down and said no more dirty talk.
I don't think my missus minds if I talk about her and I. But I don't think she wants to hear about any feelings I may have about another woman. And you're always trying to lead me into saying those things. Yeah. How about this woman? She's a hot box of rocks.
Hot box of rocks. I've never heard that one before.
Yeah, there you go. All right, this is for the room. Richard Pryor, Here and Now. Put that up in the room. It's for our room. This is like our bedroom.
Oh, we should use that TV behind you then.
Electrifying, controversial, hilarious.
Innovative.
This is also for the room. Let's put this up. Just say no to drugs. Compliments of Neil Swanson.
Say no to pain pills.
Who's Neil Swanson?
I don't know. Insurance guy, probably. This is for Christian, because
very on topic.
Hey, all right.
Is that from your personal collection, or did you thrift it?
Oh, yep. This is going right into the car.
Bass.
That came from a thrift.
Right into the car CD player.
How can you tell it came from a thrift?
It's cracked.
So nobody else has a cracked
CD? Absolutely filthy.
This is a blast from the past. I had this.
We talked about it. I don't remember what we talked about. You said the guy was in the band.
Because I was telling you that they're
the
neo-Nazis.
Yeah, they
put him on the back.
He is on the back.
Yeah, they're embarrassed.
That's why
I didn't think
he was in the band.
Yeah. Yeah, this is an exact replica of the one that I grew up with.
There you go.
This is a blast from the past.
Enjoy that in the Subaru.
Oh, I will. You better believe it.
I don't know if this will play in your Ford Fiesta Festiva, but here you go. This could be worth money. And if it is, I want some of it. Eddie Rabbit. Horizon.
Take brand me home new, tonight.
On 8-track. No, this is Eddie Rabbit.
Oh, that was Eddie Money.
Right? Eddie Money, yeah.
Yeah. Driving My Life Away. You've heard that song? That's a great one. I Love a Rainy Night. Do you have an 8-track player?
No.
Look at this. Is in great shape.
I had one once, but I sold it when I had an antique market stall.
I don't know. That's weird.
All right.
And then we all get.
Guess where it's from?
Where? Terre Haute, Indiana. You can barely see that.
Yeah.
All right. And then we all get hats so we could wear it during the show. We all have the same hat. Pure.
Are they adjustable?
Yeah.
Which one do you want? Trucker or.
Well, I won't be able to wear it.
Oh, you won't be able to wear it anyway.
You choose which one you like, and I'll.
Yeah, you are that.
And I'll do the best I can with the other one.
Pure Transportation Company hats. You like these old time hats, right?
Oh my God, this smells.
Yeah.
Look at it's still got the grease from the forehead.
It smells. How's your smell, Chris? Oh, that fits all right.
It doesn't because it doesn't have a nose. Where's my sound
effect? Nice joke. Nice, well done. Well played on the pun. So now we all have hats that we can wear together in here.
Yeah.
And they say Pure
on
them.
Yeah. I feel like I'm part of a cult.
That's Pure. That's exactly how you like your genetics,
milk.
Isn't it?
Yep. Pure. Hey, let me see that. Your hat. Give me that.
Look. You're looking at the sweat stains.
I left the price tag on it.
You literally just walked those over.
No, I didn't. I got these like weeks ago. You just, you like these old timey hats?
This is what I feel like when we're wearing these hats.
We're a team.
Yeah.
It's like Team Zizou.
Team Spanish Flea.
Yeah. All have the same hat.
This is why we need videos. We need video.
When are we
going to
start
podcast?
The video stuff on the show?
Anyway, we got the cameras set up and everything.
Buy a laptop?
I got a laptop. Do I need to bring it in? Well, I thought we had your old laptop.
Your boy here has to learn how to do the.
He's getting
the cutter.
He's doing great.
What's the cutter?
The thing.
What thing?
The ATEM Mini A10. Pro, whatever it's called.
Oh, the one that you sent me for the laptop?
No, the thing that's underneath that paper.
Oh yeah, yeah. I know how to. I know
how to use that board.
I know how to hit the buttons.
Yeah, so you just need a computer.
We need the software. That's the thing. You got to pay for it.
No, you don't need software for that. You need the capture software on the device, then you just stuff that in it.
He's getting better, though. Like, when we started this program, and let me welcome everybody listening to season
three. Oh, yeah, season three.
Oh, isn't that special? Yeah. Nobody thought we'd make it one season.
Yeah.
Here we are three seasons later, years later, it's still kind of going strong.
It's almost like season four because season two is so long. It was like two seasons.
Yeah, I was thinking about the seasons and the links, and I don't think there has to be any rhyme or reason to it.
No. We went over this last week, though. What's your favorite season of Seinfeld?
I don't know them by season. Mm. Yeah, they're all blend together. Like, there's no distinctive season. Maybe kind of like this show.
Right? Season four is when they when Kramer moves to L.A. and that's when they That's when they start making the show Seinfeld on the show Seinfeld. They do a very meta thing with that.
Oh yeah, that's season
that's my
four.
Favorite season for that reason.
Yeah,
it's the reason for the season.
But I was watching Sopranos with my son last night, and we're trying to finish the series. We're in season six, and I go, "Let's bang this out. It's going too long. Let's just knock it out." And we're on season 10. And I go, how many seasons are there? Thinking there's like 13. There's like 22 episodes in this season. We can have a long season. 39 episodes is not too long for a season. And season two will go down as our like White Album, you know, the year we did 39 episodes of this show.
Yeah, right.
You know, like,
we can't make two White Albums.
It's like a box set.
Yeah.
It's like Springsteen.
It's kind of all over the place. A little bit of this, a little bit of that.
Yeah, yeah. It'll be our Paul's Boutique album.
Yeah.
There you go. No?
I have no clue why.
All right.
Can we, I know we've got to get into the review, but can we talk a little about the World Cup?
Yeah, let's talk about it.
Yeah.
I'm into it.
It's made me sad.
Why is that?
That I'm into it.
Really? Why? Right, you didn't want to get sucked in
just
and you did?
Fish me in.
Because you were trying to avoid the circus.
Trying to avoid... Yep, exactly. Yep. Bread and circuses. Mm-hmm. We've talked about this, and it just... What is wrong with society that we get fished in by sports bullshit?
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking about that yesterday. I mean, that game, England versus Mexico, was a game for the ages. It was a thriller.
Yeah?
But the next day, I must have spent an hour reading review, you know, what people thought of it. And then it just suddenly hit me like a wave, like, Jesus Christ.
Got
dude.
You again. We got you.
You got fished in by the circus.
It's entertainment. What's wrong with that? I don't, like, you don't have to be fully invested. I mean, maybe that's what you're saying, though, is that you get too invested.
Why can't you just enjoy it?
Yeah, that's what I guess. When I watch it, I'm just watching, enjoying, even if it's a team that I'm very much behind, like, you know, my Buffalo teams. If they lose, it doesn't affect my mood or anything.
So this has really brought you down in a way, it seems like.
Yeah.
It's brought you down.
Something that gave
you
enjoyment ultimately turned around and gave you sorrow.
I thought I was above it. I thought I was evolving as a person.
Allow yourself to enjoy something like sport. I think that's okay.
See, I think it's that kind of attitude, though, that you'd evolved out of it, that makes some listeners feel like you're smug, you know, because you're trying to evolve away from us plebes here. Like, you're above us. You can enjoy sports like we enjoy sports.
Or is that...
You're
is
not
that,
better than us.
Is that actual
because
evolution?
Because we enjoy sports.
It might not actually be an evolution if it's something that's damaging you in the end.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I know what's going to happen, though. England's going to lose, and I'm going to feel really sad about it, and then...
What if they win?
Completely.
How great would you feel if they won?
What if they win? I remember the first time the Blackhawks won. Well, not the first time, obviously I wasn't.
The most recent.
And I was like, wow, life hasn't changed.
No, did you expect life to change?
No.
No, why would it? But you can enjoy life while that's happening. It reminds me of your weight loss journey, right? We talked about last week, and I'm anxious to hear what the number is this week. Last week, I think you were 13. Right, Christian?
Yep,
I've stabilized at 13.
And this is a real window into you as a person. I asked you about it, and you said, yeah, I think it's going well. I mean, I've lost a lot of weight, but I'm so upset, kicking myself I didn't do this last year. Instead of enjoying the accomplishment of losing the weight, feeling better, you immediately take that good feeling, just like with the World Cup and England winning that big game. What an amazing game it was. Harry Kane and all the other slap-headed Englishmen. instead of just enjoying that and riding that out, as soon as you feel enjoyment in life, this is doing real psychoanalysis on you. As soon as you feel enjoyment in life, you have to introduce sorrow, because you're it's as if you don't feel like you deserve it.
And what's the
reason?
And
you do deserve to feel joy. What?
Why would I not feel like I deserve it?
I don't know, something about your old boy, like, he'd see you happy and be like, what are you so fucking happy about?
Actually, no, he was always telling me what a miserable git I was.
Some people just are that way, you know? Yeah. Like the Eeyore character in Winnie the Pooh.
Yeah.
You do enjoy it, though. Let yourself enjoy it more.
Yeah.
I agree.
Why don't you have a big party?
Yeah.
Right? It only seems appropriate that you have a big party, a World Cup party at your home, that nice home. Almost all paid off, right?
Speaking
very
of
small note on that, have all of us over, or just me and whoever else you want, for an English World Cup viewing party.
No,
have you thought about that?
No, because then you would get revenge for all the shit I gave you at Patriot Super Bowl parties.
You're saying I want to be there when they lose to watch you crumble?
Yeah.
No.
Because I'll cry. Like, if they made the final and lost, I would be crying.
Would you? I noticed that in the World Cup, watching all the people they show in the audience.
Very
crying.
Emotional. Very emotional.
Yeah. You know what's funny with the adverts? Apart from the fact that David Beckham is on about 8 million ads.
He's in every ad, yeah. So it's messy.
According to America, the rest of the world, any time a football game is being played, everyone crams into a very small room.
Yeah, that's
sits
true.
Sits on a couch. And just fucking goes mental whenever a goal's scored. Like, you think
that's what they
Europe do. Europe is.
Yep, that's exactly what it is.
I can't picture them doing anything else.
No,
anytime a football game is played.
Are you telling us that it's different?
Everyone crams in a room and watches it and is elated.
What else would they do?
Mostly,
and they're all wearing scarves.
Mostly they'll hit each other. But, you know, yeah, weird.
Mm. Mm.
Well, you guys are the ones doing it.
We're not so different, you and I. Us and you. Us and them.
Yeah. Every single advert is that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, trying to make it relatable.
Yeah.
I heard somebody make a cheers the other day, and it was to us and people like us. What do you think that means?
Oh, that's very nationalistic.
That's okay. So at first, I was like, I heard it, and I was like, oh, that's really nice. She means
very
like
tribal.
To cool people. She's saying to this person, you're cool.
I saw
I'm
that
cool.
ad. What is that ad for? I remember that.
What ad? Oh, no, this is in real life. I heard
somebody
say this at
a
bar.
A
yeah, right. I thought that's a really nice thing to say, you know, to cool people, until I realized, wait a second, that could have a completely different meaning.
Yeah, it could be white supremacist.
Yeah, how do you take it?
Maybe she meant like piss heads. We're all in a bar. Sounds.
It didn't sound like it. It didn't sound like that.
It sounded
it was
clannish.
Very confident and rehearsed.
And clannish.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
So I was second guessing my initial reaction.
I don't know.
What do you think?
Yeah, I don't know. Cultish almost.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. Let's get more info on this person.
Yeah, I think I'll track her down.
Yeah, we'll
find her Instagram
offline.
Handle.
All right, when is the next British Isles? When do they play next?
Saturday against Norway, where they'll be bounced, I think. Have you
ooh,
seen
that
guy?
Have you seen Erling Haaland? He looks like a Viking. Like,
wow.
Oh, I know who you're talking about.
Jesus Christ.
Right. He's very fat. Like, his features are very strange.
He's got a fish smile.
A lot of face.
A lot of face.
Yeah.
But you know he's like a mega star in England because he plays for Man City.
Oh, he does.
Yeah. But this is how much of a dipstick I am. A couple of years I've been saying, like, Erling Haaland was born in England because his dad was also a football player. He was playing for an English team. So I said, why didn't Erling Haaland pick England as his nationality when, you know, you have to pick?
Yeah.
Then he could have been in every World Cup. Now, Norway is probably going to bounce England because they always bottle it against Scandinavians.
Oh,
they just can't handle Scandinavians.
England loses to Scandinavian countries?
Yeah, because...
Because they're happier.
No, because the Scandinavians are very in control, very down. England's very sort of worked up and frenetic. And that in control and calm always beats frenetic.
Yeah, yeah.
So there's a really famous, I should have sent you the link. There's a really famous commentary from in the 80s, I think it was, where Norway beat England 2-1. And it's in Norway, and the Norwegian commentator loses his goddamn mind and starts screaming the names of famous English people. So he's going so Winston Churchill, Lady Diana,
and then wake up from your grave.
And he goes, Maggie Thatcher, can you hear me? Your boys took a hell of a beating tonight. And it's like, it's famous because it's awesome, you know. And that's that. As soon as they said England's going to play Norway, yeah, I remembered that. Yeah,
you're nervous about this game.
Again, I'm trying to unfish myself. I'm trying to remove this enjoyment from my life and become aloof again.
So you're not going to watch it?
It's probably not going to work.
When is this next game?
Saturday 4, I think. Yeah.
So are you going to watch it?
Fuck yeah, he's going to watch it. You know,
are you going to watch it and be fished in, or are you going to avoid it and leave the pond?
Fished in like a roll mop herring from Norway.
All right, so if they win this one, this is round of 8, and they go to Final 4?
Then they go into the semifinal with probably Argentina.
Okay, yeah. Either way, it's going to be a tough road.
England-Argentina is always on collision course.
This is getting exciting.
Yeah, it is. It's good team.
All right, so if they make it to the semifinals, will you have this party at your house and invite us over?
I never watch sports with anyone.
What about if they make the final? You have to. I mean, it's your country. Everyone here is going to be expecting you to have a big party. Nope. How about a viewing party here at the lodge?
Nope.
With comedians.
Yeah, we should do that.
Doing like jokes about these soccer players. A comedy World Cup show. And then you can go piss off and watch it in a back room. No? I like the idea, right?
Yeah, we'll do that.
That's kind of a cool
idea.
Well,
you guys organize it.
Yeah, we can. Yeah,
I won't be.
World Cup party? I'll put it together.
Yeah, you don't have to be here.
Get face painters.
Yeah.
Everyone can gather around a massive couch and jump up when a goal.
Yeah, right.
What is the date of that?
Wear scarves.
What is the date of that final game?
It's not this weekend, the following weekend, right?
It's the same day. I'm playing a show at the Hideout. I think it's the 17th.
Oh, that's fun. Why don't you plug that?
Is this even going to... No, I think this is coming out after that.
Hideout's fun.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the 19th, so it's on the 19th.
Yep.
You doing the act with Borky?
Yeah, we are. We're opening with Dueling Pianos, and then I'm playing a show with a band called What She Wants.
Mm.
Yep. It's their first full album live show.
Okay. What are you playing in the band?
Synthesizer.
Oh, that's fun.
Stuff like that, yeah.
Yeah. Like a regular Thomas Dolby over here.
John Balby over here, yeah.
Yep.
John Valby and Dolby.
Jean-Michel Jarre.
That's what I was going to say, too.
Who?
Jean-Michel Jarre.
No, I don't. Who's that? Spandau Ballet?
No, he's a French composer.
Oh. No, I don't know anything about classical music.
Vangelis.
Oh, I know Vangelis. That's who it is? Vangelis from the 80s movies?
No, that's another guy.
Oh. That's somebody else. Yeah. I know Vangelis.
Chariots of Fire.
Yeah, fuck yeah. That's a great one. Din, din, din. Did they do that? Din, 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 din. No, that's like old classical music, isn't it? The Chariots of Fire theme.
Well, that was like number one in the charts.
I know, but that was that Vangelis?
Yeah.
Oh, it was. I thought that was like old like Brahms or something.
No, Chariots of Fire was made for the film of the same name.
This sounds like Kraftwerk.
Is this the song you're talking about?
Is this it? I saw this with my old boy in the theater.
You saw Chariots of Fire. Even I've never seen that, and everyone in England went mental for it.
I thought Chariots of Fire was about chariots.
No, it's a road race. About young, old-timey runners.
It's about.
Oh, I'm thinking about Ben Hur.
It was two British.
That's chariot race.
Two British runners. Yeah, this is it.
Yeah, this is the one. Yeah.
Bum, bum, bum. This is a great.
And the
song.
One
this is a
refused.
Good song.
Fuck yeah.
The one, the Scottish guy, wouldn't run on Sunday.
Because he's so Christian.
Yeah.
And that's they had to get around.
Sounds
that.
Like an excuse.
No, the final was on Sunday, and he's like, I can't run in it.
Yeah, he was honoring
the
Sabbath.
He knew he was
going
to lose.
Yeah. So did he run?
I don't know.
They changed
the
date?
Film.
You've never seen the film?
No.
What?
everyone got a boner about it because it was British.
It won the Academy Award.
Yeah, and it won an Oscar. So
did it win Best Picture?
Yeah, that, and everyone got a boner about Gandhi because that won everything as well.
Ben Kingsley.
I wonder if our podcast episodes are going to be taken down because of all the trademark infringement that I'm committing over here with these songs.
Oh, these songs?
Yeah.
Well, not as long as nobody keeps listening.
Yeah, as long as one of our seven listeners isn't with the... phonographic industry.
You would think, but I back in the day, I would make YouTube videos.
Phonographic industry.
In like the early 2000s, I would make YouTube videos of camping trips, etc. And I would use like little clips of popular songs that not even that long, and those got taken down. And I mean, it was like my 30 friends that watched them. You know what I mean? And those were removed.
Remove the video.
They removed the audio for my favorite one, so it was just the video, but it did nothing without the audio because everything was synced up perfectly. And then eventually that one was just taken down completely.
Oh. Well, that's a nice segue to today's YouTube entertainer, Mr. Peter Holmes, who has his own YouTube channel, and at least with this latest special, Silly Funny Boy, they didn't take it down.
Let me ask you,
your videos.
In the version that you watched, were there commercials?
Yes.
There were.
Millions.
Wow.
Not millions. It wasn't that bad. It wasn't like Richard Pryor when we watched that, that.
I'm living that YouTube premium life over here.
Oh, you got premium?
Yeah.
Commercial. What's that cost?
It's $15.99 a month, and I need it for my piano shows.
But that's not YouTube TV.
No, I don't do that. YouTube Premium, you can play ad-free, and you don't have to have the window open to still hear the audio. It's what I use to make all the drum tracks for songs.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's interesting. No, I don't have Premium. But you know what I realize? I don't really understand. Like, you probably the same way. Maybe not him, because you're older. Like, YouTube, like, I don't even really get it. Like, some people just watch YouTube. Like, my buddy Jay Will, we go over to his basement on Eddie. He lives over on Eddie. And down there, like... He'll been drinking or whatever, and he gets out the remote and starts like DJing on YouTube.
Yeah, I'll do that.
And
I'll watch.
And like showing like different things. And I'm like, I don't even know, like, I never knew it like this.
I'll watch hour-long police chases like through Los Angeles.
Yeah, I just don't know how to watch it. Like, how do you sit down and watch YouTube? I go to YouTube if I need an instructional video on something. But how do you just watch it?
I guess you just fall down the YouTube hole.
Yeah,
right? Oh, this
right.
And
it's
now
so
this
easy
and
to
this.
Do. Yeah.
So then it's like an algorithm. So you watch something and then something similar comes up. And
it's like it's perfect for like duh time. I have a friend that calls it duh time. At the end of the day, you know, when you're just like trying to shut your brain off before you go to bed. It's like the perfect thing for.
Yeah, I mean,
you're not really you don't have to pay attention.
You start with one music video and boom,
right.
3 hours later, you're like,
right.
Jesus Christ, I just watched every 90s rap
right.
song. I mean, for you, you're an SNL head, right?
Yeah.
So I was telling Christian before we came in, one of the Heidis had this really funny character called Bailey Gismert, who was like a teenage movie reviewer on Weekend Update. And I watched a couple of them, and now I'm just getting inundated.
And you don't want
that's,
it anymore.
Right, that's the tough part.
Bailey Gismert.
You watch one thing once, and all of a sudden they think you want it all the time. It's like, you know, when you have like your grandma's like, when you're growing up and your grandma... You mention one thing once, and for like the next 12 birthdays, you get that thing.
You got to be careful with that, right? Because
that's
if you're watching subversive videos.
YouTube's, yeah. Like I think
and
one time
you
I watched,
bring it up.
I watched a police interrogation and years ago, and it's still all the time. It's like recommended for you. Watch this. Watch this murderer be interrogated by the police. Like, dude, that was once.
Well, I
want
to shake it from your algorithm, seeing as how you've watched many other things.
I'm sure there's a way I could go into my settings and do that, but I just never have.
Kind of like with your adult video searches, when you search for certain things, then you start getting all kinds of recommendations for the thing, the kind of, you know, sexual peccadilloes you have. Right?
Yeah.
All right.
Like pregnant gals. Didn't you say on a previous episode of this show that you were sexually attracted to pregnant women?
No, I said I'm sexually revulsed.
Oh, it was me that was sexually attracted to pregnant women, which I am. Only my wife.
And actually,
when
I'm not,
she's pregnant.
I'm not revulsed. I'm scared. They scare me.
Pregnant woman?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like a beast. Like a wildebeest.
It's just like, oh my God, you're fragile. You're too fragile. Sit down. Don't move.
Oh, you're scared that way. I think because they're so burly and big, like coming at you like a different creature.
No,
the bodies are completely different.
I think the opposite because it's like two people in one.
Yeah,
strong.
It's bizarre.
No.
It's like a David Cronenberg.
Wait, am I the only one wearing the hat anymore?
Well, I already have a hat.
I think it might be psychosomatic, but my head started itching. I think this is giving me nits already.
Yeah, I think it needs a wash.
Yeah, it does.
I mean,
need
look at that sweat line.
Yeah.
It's got a pungent smell, the hat.
Well, that's the foam decaying.
I figured you'd have the diagnosis on that.
Yeah.
I'm very familiar with that sense.
Yeah, so that's foam decaying in that old-timey hat.
Because some of them as well, I got these old painter hats, you know, the ones like Pittsburgh Pirates.
Yeah, where is
that?
I thought you were going to bring me one of those.
Yeah, I know. But the peaks are all crippily crunchy because the plastic in them is now
corroding.
So when you flex the peak, you hear the cracking. Yeah.
Yeah, that's how that Zamboni one was you gave me.
Yeah.
I put it on this morning. My wife said I look like I'm disabled, so I took it off. It's got a very short brim on it. It's almost like one of those. The propeller on the top.
Does she let you wear the Lawrence Welk one?
That's become like a decoration in my office. I can't wear it. It's too big. It's enormous. Yeah, I also look disabled.
Yeah, it's an old person's hat, so it's like I need a pig that allows
it's such
nothing
a
to get near me.
Huge crown and peak on it. So.
Huh.
I look like I have a brain injury when I put it on. Like it's covering some kind of giant hematoma.
Where do old men get those ones with the name of a ship?
Oh, they were on the ship. They were in the service. Yeah. That's how they get them. Or you can get them at like a gift shop. Gift shops have them too.
Either they've been on a ship or they've gone to a gift shop.
They were on the ship when it bloody sank. That's could where have they been. Were. So they
well,
didn't get
yeah.
it from the ship.
They might have served on one of those ships like the USS... Arizona.
Maybe they found it floating in the ocean above the sank ship.
Yeah, that would be.
Did I ever tell you my dad's Vietnam vet story?
He's a Vietnam vet?
No.
Oh. He was
a dry cleaner.
He was?
Yeah, he was dry cleaning.
Your father was a dry cleaner?
Yeah.
That was
his
trade?
Entire life. But one time this American guy bought in a jacket to the dry cleaners in England.
Yeah.
And wanted it, you know, clean, you know, spruced up a bit. What he didn't tell anyone was that he'd worn it in Vietnam. There was a bullet hole in it and blood soaking the lining.
No.
So he drops it off. So they go, wow, this thing's fucked. So they replaced the lining, sewed up the bullet hole. And the guy obviously went effing ballistic.
Well, that's on that guy. That guy's got to bring it in and say, hey, listen, this is the story behind it. And I want to keep it this way. You can't be mad at somebody for doing their job.
Did he want the blood taken out of it?
No, he wanted it like he wanted.
What did he want?
I don't know. That's
yeah. Well,
the
he
point.
Didn't specify it. That's on him.
This is your old boy.
No. He
the
just
guy.
Knows the story.
Oh.
He was in leather repairs, so I don't know if he worked on the jacket or someone told him. But yeah, you would think. Well, why take it to a
really
dry cleaner
and then just roll
wanted.
The dice and see what happens, and then get mad when they don't do what you wanted, even though you never asked for it.
Although, to be honest, if he took it into an English shop, he could have pointedly said to the person. And they would have gone, yeah, and just thrown it in a fucking pile.
Wait, this guy was in the American service?
Yeah.
Oh, and he went to a British dry cleaner?
Yeah.
With his uniform?
Yeah. Oh. Well, no, this is way after. This is in the 70s.
These hats are musty, aren't they?
Yeah.
They're musty. So what do you do to clean a vintage hat like this?
Just throw it in the washing machine.
In the washing machine, but it'll get...
It won't ruin the brim?
The brim's ruined.
Well, you can get those little plasticky cages and put
Yeah. They say to do that in the dishwasher.
Yeah, well, then you got to put your dishes in there.
Yeah. Right? You don't want to eat dishes from a musty hat.
No. Yours has a name written on it.
Mine says J.
J, yeah.
Yeah. Pure Transportation Company. Okay. We're long into this, and we got a lot to talk about today.
Yeah, but we had some juicy stuff going on.
We did.
So I think it's all right.
We did. I have more, but I'm going to have to just table that.
I've got a little
next program.
I got a little question that I wrote at the top of my list here. Pete Holmes, when he starts out his special that we're reviewing, Silly Silly Fun Boy, he says he looks like a Mormon. And I was wondering what each of you guys, if you had to pick a religion to represent what you think you look like, what it would be.
Protestant for him. Absolutely. 100%.
You're supposed to pick for yourself.
Protestant. You're the most Protestant looking person I've ever seen in my life.
What does that mean? I reject.
You look like a Protestant deacon or something.
I reject papal bullshit.
I guess. Jesus.
You look like...
Yeah, this is better. This is better.
You look make like...
Make fun of each other.
Irish Catholics. Moving on.
You don't look very Irish, though. Cause
no,
you're
I'm,
so gaunt.
I'm mostly German. If you, truth be told, I hide that part of me. I'm very German. And my grandfather, I don't know his politics, but it could be dark.
Did he? Yeah, he didn't want to talk about it.
We didn't ever discuss it.
Was he dropping any uniforms off at a British dry cleaner?
I don't know, but yeah, he could have been four down from Rommel's for all I know.
I thought Nazis went to like South America. They didn't come because they all got sniffed out in North America, didn't they? They all got found when they came here.
Did they? Oh, yeah. Like Eichmann.
Yeah.
Adolf Eichmann.
Anyway.
All right. What? Pete Holmes. Oh, okay. So Pete Holmes, I forgot to do my research on Pete Holmes. It was my guy, and I browbeat you for not
knowing. Well, he's in Portland, right? Because he says that at one point.
Well, it takes place in Portland.
Yeah, I was wondering if it was
he's
Portland,
not a
Oregon.
Is he?
Is it Oregon or Washington?
I thought you had done
Maine?
Your research.
Or Maine.
You picked it to annoy me.
No, I picked it because it came up in the algorithm. And I was like, oh, well, I'll do that one. And to annoy you. But I don't need to do the research because I know you know everything about Pete Holmes. Tell us about Pete Holmes and what, you know, his ties to the lodge. His claim to fame around here. He came in at the tail end of my tenure. I remember, you know, seeing him in shows, and he was kind of like a hot commodity at the time. My stock was falling rapidly,
yeah.
And his stock was on the rise, and I resented him for that.
You were part of the whole Alterna scene that had run its course.
Yeah,
and
the guys that invented it, you mean?
Because Chicago was now the hot, you know, comedy scene.
Yeah.
A lot of people were coming in that want, you know, you never wanted to be a comedian. You were up there to provoke and annoy and confound. But just now good. These guys are coming in and they want to be comedians. They want to be the funny guy. And Pete Holmes was part of that wave.
Yeah. Yes.
That kind of drove out the alterners and yes. replaced it with, for want of a better word, set up some punchlines.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, for sure. And at least I resented him.
Mm-hmm.
For his success, but also for being new. Like, he's 5 years younger than me, so it was like whatever age I was, he was 5 years behind me.
Yeah.
My whatever had run its course, and here comes him and TJ and Kumail and all these guys that are really riding the coattails of both me and Chet Loquacious, who invented the whole form. But whatever. I don't want to go down that rabbit hole every time. I mean, you know, you invent something, people take it, and they make it better or they make it different, you know.
Yep.
So, but I don't really know him that well. I didn't like his comedy, I don't think, but I couldn't look at it objectively. But tell me about his relationship with the Lodge.
So he didn't really have much of a relationship with the Lodge because it.
I saw him
point,
here.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I
no,
saw
no,
him
yeah,
perform
yeah.
here.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. There's an acknowledged thing, and I think it's mentioned in Mike Bronstein's seminal book.
Yes.
That Pete never got booked as much at the Lincoln Lodge as his stature.
Oh, there's some
merited.
Talk about that in the book.
I think so because. Cards on the table here, there was two things about Pete that I was a bit iffy on. Mm. The first was that he was, I'm going to say this really bad, because Pete Holmes has done the Lincoln Lodge well, even after his fame hit. You know, he has made videos for us and stuff like that.
He's come back and done one-nighters here?
But at the time, I guess it was more in my head, yeah. The time I felt at that point was all of these Lincoln Lodge knockoff rooms had sprung up, and so now we couldn't demand the loyalty of the performers. And so performers were just running around doing all the rooms and not really, quote, loyal anymore. And that,
so you felt if a performer that had performed here did another room, they were disloyal?
No, no, not disloyal. I didn't really give a shit what they did at the other rooms, but I wanted them to treat the Lodge on a pedestal.
Mm-hmm.
And if they didn't, if they were just like, well, you're just a room that I have
to do. Well, how do they do that? How do they treat it like it's on a pedestal? How does that even...
Well, you know, you promote that show. You do this, you do that. And I felt like there was a growing concern for me that the Lincoln Lodge wasn't a pedestal room anymore. And so Pete was someone I felt was just like, hey, I'm here to do stage time.
Who were you competing with at that time? The Elevated still around? No?
No, no. There's just a million knockoffs.
With the Dave Odd
programs? Yeah, all of that.
You're not competing with those.
All of that circus is going on. So I personally am starting to feel like, you know what? F these guys.
But
like, I'm not working my bollocks off to be treated as just another room.
But you know as well as anyone, a comedian that's starting out like this, they're the most important thing to them is just getting up as much as possible.
Right, and
you can't only get up so much here. So like you go everywhere just to get
right. But you don't treat them all the same. You recognize this one.
They should bomb at the other shows and do well.
No. That you promote, that you hold dear a special room. So I resent.
Had you started the cast member thing at this point?
Yeah, I believe so. Mm. So,
if they're a cast member, they almost had like an NDA or a contract to really, they could do other shows, but like, this is where that's kind of
like I say,
more formal.
I'm not against, you know, I recognize that comedians are stage greedy, right? They're going to take anything and everything they can get. But, you know, don't treat them all the same. If it's just some back of the bar bullshit, you better not treat that the same as.
I think that some of that could be perceived, you know, on your end.
Yeah, I know, right? I know. It's in
real,
my head.
Yeah.
I'm fully cognizant of it's my psychological problem.
Okay.
So anyway, so I didn't book Pete that much because I felt, well, hey, he doesn't really give a shit about the logic. So why should
I? Who was he running with? Who was his running
mate?
Kamail.
I mean, the alphas hooked up.
Yeah, but like
Buscemi,
I feel like
Kamail, all the
alphas. Was there a Burns or another Holmes in there that was his buddy?
No. He wasn't running with that crowd.
Okay.
He was running, like I say, with the alphas, with the Kamails.
Bridenstine?
No, not so much. Okay. Because they were more.
So they were the alphas at the time, yeah.
Yeah.
Was Hannibal in there?
Hannibal really plowed his own furrow.
So he wasn't part of their.
No. And then the other thing about Pete was I found out he was pretty committed Christian.
Is he?
And yeah. And that to me is a massive no. So that was the reason he didn't get booked as much as his stature would have dictated.
What do you mean by, I know you're not someone who begrudges someone their religious beliefs, right? Was he espousing like, Christian
no he wasn't
material?
Walking around with a Bible or anything.
Oh, so what do you care if he believes in Christ?
I'm always suspicious of people who hold religious beliefs.
You know, I have deep-seated religious
beliefs. Well, here's my thing. If they're beholden to another power, how can they be beholden to me?
Good God. You have a God complex?
Wow.
Jesus that, Christ.
This makes so much sense now. I get it.
Right? Like,
yeah.
Well, I don't
make sure
mean
the people
me.
That work here listen to this.
I don't mean me personally.
So much of the mist has just parted.
I don't mean me personally.
The Wizard of Oz curtain just got pulled back.
No. I don't mean me personally. I mean, if you're beholden to this, how can you be beholden to another cause?
What do you say to every star athlete that is interviewed after winning the game and they say, first I got to give... You know, all thanks to God.
Yeah, it drives me nuts.
I don't care.
Shut up
about it.
Whatever. I'm not saying whether that's good to do that or not, but like all these people that are achieving great things are also very Christian or they're God or whatever. They attribute it to that. I'm not trying to argue here. I'm saying like your argument is that, you know, you can't be both. You can't be beholden to God and, you know, the art of stand-up comedy or what is that what you're saying? Like... But clearly, there are many people that are very devout that also do great things in whatever their field or art
is. Pete Holmes is successful. I don't think it has anything to do with success level.
But
once you have a religious infection, as it were, you start doing things that are not beholden.
You're saying it compromises the art. Are you saying it compromises the art?
No, common good.
What would the common good be in this case?
I don't know.
Lincoln Lodge?
Yeah. Right. Common good is the cause, right?
All right, so you're social. So what this boils down to is you discriminate against people who have religious
beliefs.
There's
a reason you can't be a socialist and Christian.
You can't?
Because you've got two things competing.
All right, well,
this is a whole episode.
For another time, you're deep, deep-rooted bigoted beliefs. Anyway. You didn't like him because he was Christian, basically is what it is, right?
No, he believed
in Christ. So that prevented him from getting some bookings and that he didn't put the lodge on a post.
No. The belief meant that the devotion to the cause was suspect.
I can't manage that in my brain. So, I don't know if you can.
Well,
but
we were just talking about it. The guy who.
Why does one thing.
I just want to know what religion you think you look like.
The guy.
We didn't answer that?
We just were talking about it. The guy who in Chariots of Fire.
Yeah.
He was on the British Olympic team.
Yeah. He's
made
Scottish.
It to the final.
He's part of the British Isles.
Made it to the final and said, no, I can't run for Britain
Respect.
Today.
Respect.
I cannot run for Britain today because it's Sunday. You okay? So you
so
rejected
you're
the course.
He couldn't do shows here on Sundays because he was in church, and that was a problem for you.
Yeah,
whatever. None of this makes any sense to me, but it sounds like you didn't like him because he was religious and he did
no,
Dave Odd shows.
No.
Listen, I can Google
no
translate
dislike.
For people.
There was no dislike.
Just like someone who didn't like people from Colombia or whatever. You don't like religious people. You're a bigot.
No, I suspect them.
Oh. What do you suspect me of?
Well, what if we decided to do this podcast on Sunday mornings?
I'd do it. I'll just go to mass on Sunday nights.
Okay. What if we...
Or Saturday evening. Sometimes I go on a Saturday 4 o'clock.
What if we started every podcast by slaughtering a goat... And chanting incantations
like Orthodox Jews
to summon the fires of Beelzebub.
I'm not trying to bring my religion in here and do the sacraments in here, like you described. That's crazy talk.
Well, anyway,
listen, I really do want to have this conversation, but I also want to get to this Pete Holmes fella,
could have communion every time we do this podcast. That'd be pretty sweet.
Yeah,
yeah.
I make the kids at my camp do communion, but with candy. Line them up. Like
is that sacrilegious? Do they let you do that?
Probably.
You can just kind of pick whatever you want?
Probably.
As long as you're indoctrinating them and growing the flock.
We call it grooming
in
my work.
Yeah. All right, well, this whole section's gone.
Yeah, please. Yeah, for your own good, I would say. Well, finally, the tables have turned. And I'm not on the hot seat for my beliefs. You are and should be.
Speaking of abrupt changes.
This all started with you. You started this with talking about the Mormon thing. Then he said he was Christian. I just want to know about Pete Holmes, the man in the scene circa 2000, 2001.
What do you want to know?
Like, was he a big, was he a hot stepper?
Yeah.
He was the guy. He was great. His comedy was good. He was.
What I thought of it is irrelevant.
Well, what did you think of it?
It's irrelevant.
You don't
want to
answer. You're sidestepping that.
No, I'm just
because you don't want to upset a potential benefactor of the lodge. Like Pete Holmes could. Well, he has come back. So tell me about that. Then he did come back and do shows here after he made fame.
Yes.
What did he make fame early on with? Well, he was on a show on HBO called The Couch or Couch Surfing, or something like that. Crashing. He was crashing at somebody's place.
He went to New York and he made good there.
Made good in the stand-up circuit.
Yep.
Caroline's, stand-up New York.
Because he's very strong material.
Comedy
then
seller.
He had that hit podcast.
You
made it weird.
I didn't ever.
He was a very early podcaster
like Tom Green.
Yeah, yeah.
Who was he? Who did he do that show with?
He just, it was him interviewing people in a closet or something, I think.
And the people were famous or they were just
other comedians?
Yeah, I mean,
he had access to,
He did, yeah. Cause he had,
level A.
He'd gotten in it, yeah. So he was kind of like Maron at the time, but Maron really obviously blew up bigger than his podcast.
No, I remember Pete's podcast being very big.
Millions listening?
Yeah.
That's crazy. Can you imagine if we had millions of listeners?
No. I can't.
I was thinking about it on the way in, like, because you always want to like show how few listeners we have, and I'm sure it is small, but I don't ever want to know, because even if we have one, or two, or 2 million, I don't want to know. I want to be able to do the show like we always do it.
Mm-hmm. You know? Well, that's good.
But I'm always gonna say.
No, you're not. You can know, but I don't want to. Yeah, you are. We've covered that. All right, so he came back and he did what? He did like a one-nighter here in this building or the old building?
No, he did one in the old.
And sold out that shit. Yeah, yeah. And people came out like.
Yeah, like a weekend. I think that's
weekend
the
last of shows? Yeah, two shows a night?
Yeah, I don't think I was there, though. I think I was on holiday.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Okay, yeah. And then he's not been back recently.
No.
Would he do the show? Or would he do United Center? What level of huge is he? Vic, obviously. He would be.
I think the Vic is probably a pretty good fit.
He's no United Center.
I mean, Louis C.K. just did the Vic. That's
he did?
Yeah. I think that he's like Louis C.K. status.
Yeah.
I wonder if poor Louis can get that stink off him or what would happen where he masturbated. That's just hard to get rid of.
Well, it seems to. I thought everybody stopped caring by now.
Really?
Yeah.
Well,
no, the comedy community definitely cares. I mean, holy crap. If we had a canceled comedian in here, never hear the fucking end of it.
He could never play the live.
No.
It wouldn't be allowed. What if he called up and said, hey, I want to do a night there? You'd have to say, sorry.
Yeah, I'd say Borky. Louis C.K.
Borky would tell him sorry? Sorry, pal. All right, well, Pete Holmes, I know I was in the room for his act, but I resented him so much I had resentment blinders on. I could never really appreciate him or evaluate him. So this is really the first time I've seen Pete Holmes' act. I'd seen it go by on the screen, but never would watch it. Just like you won't watch the film The Big Sick. You won't watch it. You know about it, but you're not going to watch it. You've probably seen a few clips. So I've never seen his act. Had you seen his act before this?
I don't think I've ever seen him do stand-up, no.
No? You obviously had.
Yeah.
In the room.
Yeah.
But had you seen his act recently when he's been doing these big specials? And this was on YouTube channel, his own personal YouTube channel. Is that a harbinger of things to come? Well, are we going to see more of this YouTube?
I don't know. It's an 800-pound gorilla, which is a very hip label.
Okay, I saw that, yeah.
Dennis Miller's. Eddie Pepitone's on 800
pounds. Wait, isn't Dennis Miller 800-pound gorilla, or is he 400-pound gorilla?
I don't know. 800-pound gorilla is kind of a connoisseur label.
Who runs
label.
That? Billy Burr?
Is it Patton Oswalt?
I don't know. I thought it was Dennis Miller has the gorilla one. I know that that's bigger, but it's YouTube channel. It's not HBO. This goes back to what Stelling was telling about us, that it's easier for them to just release on their own. I don't know how they monetize that other than with advertising through YouTube. That's it? Yeah. He's just getting YouTube. Did you see how many clicks it had? How many people have watched? How many do you think have seen this?
When did it come out?
6 months ago, maybe.
Okay. 6 months ago. 1.5 million?
Yeah, less. It wasn't into a million.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Well, I just thought, you know, like, we were always like, how are we going to watch this special? It's on HBO. It's on Netflix. It's on Prime. This was just, it's all accessible. This was Swartzen was like this. Is this what we're going to go to see more comedy?
I think a lot of the specials we've been watching lately have been on YouTube.
Available on YouTube.
Yeah, right.
But this is not just available on YouTube, it's a YouTube
primarily
channel.
YouTube, yeah. Yeah, that was a little different.
Yeah.
I hope that's the way it goes because it's very convenient for me.
I'd like to have a YouTube channel. Is that different than just
posting?
We should
start one for the podcast.
Yeah, you want to start a YouTube channel for our podcast?
Do you want to?
Well, I did a video and I just posted on Instagram. Do you guys follow me on Instagram?
I don't have Instagram.
Yeah. I posted one on the way over here. I drove by the Burger King on Western and I was stopped.
I thought you were anti-social media.
I am, but I'm back on it today.
I thought you were uncle social media.
Nah. Wait a minute. That's a good call to today's program. And I took a video of the smoke billowing out of the top of the Burger King because they must have really had the flames going for the flame broil.
Lots of Whoppers, huh?
Yeah. And I posted that. Well, I don't know what you're really supposed
to post. What was your clever comment?
I just said, look at the Burger King. Look at the smoke show. Look at the smoke coming out of here.
Burger King announces new Pope.
What? I don't get it. All right, so Pete Holmes released his own special on a YouTube channel. The production value seemed very low for this. At first, it looked like an empty theater because the way it was shot, like you couldn't see any people there. And then, like, it had a couple of zooms. You know, so like it would just be like, and it would zoom in like it was on a filmed on a phone.
Yeah, I think I wrote some. Yeah, zoom in timing.
Yeah, wasn't that like it didn't seem like a phone? Yeah, or some kid's camcorder.
Right. It seemed at first like okay, they're trying to do like you know, movies will do this like with a handheld
like
camera.
A gritty. Sort
of, right, exactly. But then sometimes, I was thinking, I don't remember exactly when it was, but at one point, he said something that was like the big part of his sentence, and right then it had zoomed in on his face, and I was like, that was perfect. Like, there's no way they could have choreographed that, but it lined up perfectly.
It seemed like it was like two cameras, shoddy cameras that filmed this.
Yeah, it seemed like only two.
But you know what? You don't need anything. You don't need big
production
value.
No, you don't. You're just standing there telling jokes.
In this medium, you just point the camera at the person. Doesn't matter, right?
What did you think of the way they introduced the title of it about 3 minutes
ago? I like that. I wrote down interesting title screen.
Oh, like a Saul Bass title sequence?
It was kind of like Saul Bass.
You know Saul Bass, he did all the like Hitchcock title sequences, like really cool from films from like the 60s, 70s, 80s. No. He'd have like a cool like title sequence.
Did he
like,
do
opening
Pink
credits?
Panther?
He might have. Right. He might have. I didn't really notice that.
Yeah, well, it started with him just doing a few minutes. It just went, he went right into it.
Call yeah.
It
open,
there was no intro, nothing. It was just him doing stand-up, and he just started the show, and then all of a sudden, there was a title screen. It just, like, it paused the show, and it had, like, you know, Pete Holmes, silly, silly fun boy. And
Wait a minute.
And text around
silly,
his head.
Funny boy?
Silly, silly fun boy.
Is it silly, silly fun boy?
Yeah.
I wrote down silly, funny boy.
Yeah. I remember when he said that.
Okay. First thing that grabs me is his jar, and he makes it his first joke, his big jarring face.
He has a big face.
He has big facial features, which portends what? Like that Hallen guy from Norway. If you have big facial features like this, it portends what?
You're gonna
big genitals.
Oh, really?
Genitals?
Genitals?
Genitals. Genitalia? Genitals.
He's got big genitals.
If you have like a big horsey feature, a nose or lips or like whatever, jowls or cheeks. Anatomically, that almost always portends big genitalia.
Well,
for years, Pete's thing was, I look like Val Kilmer.
Yeah, he kind of does.
Yeah.
If Val Kilmer, I would imagine, would have a huge genitalia. Huge.
Did he ever whip it out?
I don't know. Yeah, in the film Wonder, the John Holmes story, Wonderland.
Wonderwall.
He played John Holmes. So there you go.
That was a Holmes theme.
Sure, it was a prosthetic. But
you know, at one point I genuinely looked into trying to book Val Kilmer.
For what? To do like this Mark Twain thing?
Yeah, for the Mark Twain
thing. He would come
here
and do it? That would be cool.
I was like, could I get
Val Kilmer? He would do it for 10 people, probably.
Could I get Val Kilmer to come to the Lincoln restaurant and do... But it was insane. And I thought, and at that time, I was a huge Val Kilmer fan.
Yeah.
And like, at the time, I was like, oh, God, could I do it? You know, just
this is when he had, like, a voice box, didn't he? It was, like,
No, this is before that, but this is when everyone thought he was going batshit when he started doing the Mark Twain.
He became
thing.
Way more interesting later in life, I feel like, Val Kilmer. Have you seen the documentary, Val?
No.
That's good, yeah. But I like that idea for this place. Like, and I think you should do more of that, like, going out and finding, like, these comedians of yesteryear or, like, people who are, like, hanging on to celebrity by a thread. Bring those people in here. You could get them
on the cheap. One of the comedy clubs keeps bringing Stormy Daniels in today.
Really?
Yeah.
One of the comedy clubs. What do you mean, Zanies?
No, that one out
Improv?
In Oak Park.
Improv?
No.
Stars and Stripes? Foster's?
Cigars and Stripes. No, it's in Oak Park.
Cigars
I can't
and
remember
Stripes?
That. What's the name of it? Comedy Plex?
What?
Does that ring a bell?
No idea.
Would you book Stormy Daniels here?
Not really.
Not really. A little bit. You'll book her a little. A little Stormy Daniels. Maybe an afternoon delight Stormy Daniels. Not a full
not really.
Review.
No.
Not really. That
book a light
sense.
Rain
I would
Daniels.
Imagine it'd be a nightmare to produce.
You'd get all kinds of people coming out of the woodwork. Whacked. Stormy Daniels.
Could you imagine the Looney Tunes walking in?
Yeah, it's like a porn convention.
I mean, there'd be a bunch of wankers, like, ooh, and then
creeps,
there'd be
pervs.
And then there'd be a bunch of Trump nuts, like, protesting outside.
Yep. Oh, be wild. But, like, do more of that stuff here. Or, like... or like get like Michael Winslow from Police Academy to perform here. He probably would be happy to perform anywhere.
Were you gonna go see Winslow with me? And he cancelled, and I've still got the zickets, the free zickets from Zany's.
Zany's zickets. I think I was.
Where is Winslow now?
I don't know, but like there's a whole strata of comedians like that can be booked here. For
the
cheap.
The problem with that strata of comedians is they're living in the past.
So
they
what?
They want the money from their fame, but they don't bring the bums on seats.
Well, tell them they get the door, and if they have eight people, it's even better. It's
no comedian
legendary.
Does the door.
Well, Stelling did the door, didn't she?
It was a deal.
Oh, somebody did the door. You've had comedians do the door. They know that they're going to turn out. They want the door. Who was it? Somebody recently.
Did we ever do the door?
I don't know. You know,
Christ, what
I wonder who. I wonder if Pete Holmes would do the door. We should probably do a review of his stand-up special, Silly Fun Boy. Sometime
you don't know. We'll get into it. You guys don't know anything about doing a show like this. You don't call attention to the warts. You smooth it over. You're like, oh, we've been talking about this too long. You don't do that.
Well, you have to move on somehow.
You don't
somehow.
Tell people how few listeners
we have. The warts have been going on for about half an hour now.
You gotta, you know, put some gloss on this thing. Yeah,
well, sometimes you have to expose the warts to the warted.
All right. Well, I really want to get to this because I'll just put them out here, my cards out here, and say I didn't like Pete Holmes for all the things I said. I love Pete Holmes. I love him, and I love his act, and I couldn't love it more. I fucking love this. It was great. I was bellowing laughing out loud in the daytime watching this on the TV set. It was fantastic. In your silence and looks that you're giving me both, tell me that you think the opposite about Peter.
Are we at the review section?
Yes, Christ. If I talk about anything else, I'll get... backhand in here.
Mark, how did you feel about Pete Holmes' Silly Fun Boy?
I thought the material was awesome.
Yes.
I thought the persona was grating.
Oh.
And this is going to then ping back to me as, oh, you never liked Pete, blah, 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 blah.
Yes.
If someone else had delivered this material in a completely different comedy persona, I would probably have ranked it as one of the best. This is the best material. But this whole laughing at your own jokes can F right off. This ain't the 70s anymore. And I actually texted someone and said, did Pete Holmes always used to laugh his head off at his own jokes? Because this is fucking new to me. And the person texted back, yes, he always did. Go ask another old head.
Yeah. All right. The laughing at his own jokes thing did get to me as well. I was not a fan of that. However, I felt like the rest of his performance was enough to overcome that. I had never seen a Pete Holmes. I have no skin in the game when it comes into this special, you know. So
yeah. No form of resentment.
Right. I went into this knowing basically nothing about the guy except for
knew of his.
I knew who he was. I knew his face. I've probably listened to his podcast before, you know. I've probably seen him on things.
Does he still have the podcast?
I have no idea.
Does he, Mark?
I think so. There's a lot of content on his website.
But this one, my buddy that lives downstairs from me,
Alberto.
Alberto. I was watching this in my music room next to an open window, and at one point
you could hear it.
Yeah, at one point he texted upstairs. He said Seinfeld. That's how many times I had laughed out loud during this. Is he thought I was watching Seinfeld. Because
he knows how much you love Seinfeld, and you laugh out loud during.
Yes, exactly. And I said, no. And I sent him the special. I said, it's this. I said, it's very good. I said, you should watch it. And I really enjoy the fact that, you know, he brought twat back.
That was great.
You don't hear that word anymore.
I felt that was pandering to me. That
you think?
Bit.
It was
for
you.
Well, here's the thing.
In there just for you.
But here's the thing. He does a whole bit about it, but I had written down earlier, you don't hear twat anymore He had said it earlier in his act. Now, that was before I knew he was going to do a whole bit about it.
He said it early in the act?
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
What? Right.
Yeah.
He was very sweary.
He was very sweary.
I mean, and that's new to me. That
yeah,
really,
I thought he was clean.
That really smacked me
I was
in
surprised,
the chops.
Too. Yeah, I always had the impression that he was a clean guy as well.
Yeah, he seems all shucksy.
Yeah.
You know?
Swearing.
Seems like he's gotten to a point in his life maybe where he's just like, ah, screw it. But he's
so that's
F,
different. That was a deviation from
that.
His normal act. If we were to go back and watch previous specials, he would not have swore like this. Swore. Yeah.
Yep.
Swore.
I made note of it early on. Wow, Pete Holmes swears now.
Yeah. Well, I really enjoyed this one. I thought it was great.
Well,
it made me a Pete Holmes fan.
Me too. It really did. But the things that you're saying about him, like that's the first thing. It was arresting. His face and his laughing at his own jokes and the way he is. I'll just say that. Like I was like, I'm not going to be able to watch this. This guy's unbearable.
I had the same.
But his jokes, like you're saying and you're saying, were so good that it overwhelmed all that.
Yeah,
it made
exactly.
that not even matter.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, so... that's how good it is.
Funny, like I can put up with this.
Because if you turned the sound off and just watched him, you would just hate him by looking at him, right?
Mm-hmm.
Very hateable, looking and acting.
And the dad clothes.
And the dad clothes.
Oh yeah, I didn't pay attention
shirt
to.
And tan shoes.
Yeah. I think that's very cultivated.
Could
or
be.
That's just how he is.
Probably just what he wears.
Yeah. I just. Like, we always complain about how these comedians, they just hit, you know, one theme or they play their identity, whatever, and there's not enough just variety. Like, you know, the Lincoln Lounge, you'll love the variety. This is so much variety in the act.
There's
right?
a lot
like,
of clever stuff in there,
clever,
too.
Clever, just jumps to all different. It doesn't have any real through line. It's just, but it the connective tissue, it doesn't even need to be there. It's just all good.
His bit about people that don't like to pay attention to pronouns getting upset when you call their truck a car.
Yeah.
I thought that was
it's brilliant.
It's pretty brilliant.
Like it's really smart, well written, and his delivery is good.
One other thing, this whole thing, and this isn't just a Pete Holmes, this is the scene now. People doing old-timey voices, give it a rest.
Yeah, he does.
And he went
old-timey.
To that well. Many times.
Yeah. I feel like he stole that from Crotius, you know? I think he watched a lot of Crotius's. Crotius does a lot of those voices.
Oh, dude, go to see a show in here now.
They're doing those old-timey English voices?
God, so many accents. And
oh, yeah.
I think they're pandering to you. Like, you felt like he was pandering
they're trying to, get
to
booked.
You in here.
No,
he,
I thought
they're trying
that.
To get booked.
I thought that at one point, and I mentioned it, I think, to Deanna, and Deanna goes, no, that's just, like, rife in the scene now.
Yeah. Well, not Matt Rife. So I was just totally blown away, ready to hate this guy, ready to, you know, push your buttons a little bit about, you know, why he, you know, you thought he was great, which I didn't know you didn't think he was all that great. And
no,
I just did a 360
on
this.
Whoa. I never said Pete Holmes isn't an excellent comedian.
No, I know.
Yeah. Still an ex. This was top
but I thought,
grade comedy.
But I guess what I thought was, I was expecting that you were full fanboy over him and what he was at the scene and how he was like king of the lodge and all this shit. And it turns out that was not your opinion at the time.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It's a condemnation of Pete Holmes. But I'm also a little surprised that, you know, you take, you know, such umbrage with the laughing at the jokes. You know who else laughs at their jokes? And has done quite well for himself in comedy.
Who's that?
David Chappelle. Have you heard of him? He's done.
I've seen him around.
He had his own show. He did stand up, African American stand up. Constantly hitting, knee slapping the mic on his knee and laughing every time he says it. I agree. At first, it was like, you can't laugh at your own jokes like this when I saw Holmes and Chappelle. But like when the jokes are that good and you can't suppress the laughter. I think that a good comedian can smile and laugh at their own jokes because they're so fucking good. But if the jokes aren't good, no, then you have no business doing that. His jokes are that good. I don't necessarily like his facial expressions, right? It's too big. The teeth, like you see the picture I drew?
I got a picture too.
Like this is, like he's coming at me with his face. But that's his first That's his first bit, is about his big face.
He's like a Norwegian footballer.
Yeah, right? But he can do whatever he wants if his act is this good.
Hmm. I'll certainly watch the next one.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say he's the best comedian we've seen in season three.
Yeah.
He hasn't. Right? Actually, this wasn't even the most recent special I know.
No, it is.
No, it isn't.
This is like 4 months ago this came out.
No.
Silly, silly funny boy.
Well, regardless if this is the most recent one, I still plan to watch the next one.
I want more Pete Holmes.
Well, the previous one.
Can we get Pete Holmes involved here? Would he come back to the lodge? Would he let me open for him?
Yeah, definitely.
Does he know me,
mm-hmm.
Pete Holmes?
He's sitting in a room talking about you somewhere.
I'd like to be his manager because I feel like you could get more out of Pete Holmes. Like, he's so good, but he's like, you like, why he upsets you? Like, he's upsetting a lot of people, I think, with his face and his laughing and stuff. If you could manage that, you could probably take Pete Holmes very far, right? What's with you? You want some kind of pills?
Someone would argue that he already has gone far, what with being...
Well, he could be the next Kumail
level.
He could be in a Marvel movie and stuff.
I mean, he ran a show with Kumail in New York. They were big buds. New York. Yeah, yeah.
So they're still mates?
I'm guessing, yeah, but could be wrong.
Yeah. And TJ, I feel TJ in his act. I feel like Pete has absorbed some TJ. Like from the first, when he first comes out and starts talking like that, the biggishness of his act and his mannerisms are very TJ to me.
I mean, they're certainly highly adjacent.
Yeah, really. They're very adjacent. They're peers.
Yeah.
You absorb things from your peers.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Yeah.
That's jeez, literally what is with all you? I got. You're looking at me.
Are you
me
trying
like
to get out of
more?
Here? Like, you're just like, you, like you when you visit your parents, you're just like, stop talking so that you can get ready to leave?
No, I've
that's
said
what it feels
my
like.
Piece.
Like, you're getting ready to leave, so you just stop saying anything new. You want this show to end?
Yeah, waiting for the wheel to stop spinning.
I'm said my piece.
Well, it won't stop with me. I'll keep going. And
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why you're stopping. Is that the new signal? Like, when you guys stop talking, it's time for me to stop
talking?
The
best bit was the God bit.
Yeah, that was good. I didn't think it was funny as much as it was, like, profound.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can't, there's no God. God isn't in the writing.
Mm-hmm.
You know? You're not going to see him. It's brilliant. Smart. Very smart. That wasn't my favorite. I laughed so hard at the twat bumper sticker thing.
Yeah.
Like, so smoke pot, eat twat, smile.
Smoke a blunt.
Yeah. And then the Subway was pretty good. The 6-inch meatball is a hungry girl's choice.
Yeah. That's a good sandwich, though.
Yeah.
And there was no ending to the stung by scorpion anecdote I pulled.
No, yeah.
He said, the doctor said you'll die in 24 hours and then left.
Yeah, he like forgot about it. Like,
well, you didn't.
Right.
You didn't. There's got to be an end point.
I didn't even notice that.
You know what was most, I had no idea? I had no ideas from Boston. We could have connected over that, him and
I. Oh, yeah, I like that accent that he does.
He does some good Boston observation stuff. Yeah. It's like, I didn't know ideas from Boston. I wonder where in Boston, do you know? You know, I'm from Manchester by the Sea. You know that, right? Like the movie. Take that for what it's worth.
You know Manchester isn't by the sea.
The one I'm from is.
Manchester is...
Manx isn't by the sea.
Manx, 30 miles inland.
We never call. I'm from Manchester, Massachusetts. We never called it Manx like you call Manchester. Manx?
Yeah.
Manx boys?
The Manx.
Manx. Never called it that. Yeah.
My best mate growing up was... Phil Manchester.
Phil Mank?
And we called him Mank.
Mank? Yeah. Phil Manchester. That's a great last name. Manchester.
Mank Walk.
All right.
Can you do the Mank Walk?
Like the Oasis Boys?
Yeah.
Explain this to me and then we'll go because I know you guys you got somewhere to be, obviously. why at the end of when Great Britain beat Mexico, why did they all sing that Oasis song? Like that seems so... bad.
It's a FIFA branding exercise.
Huh?
FIFA told every team pick a song.
They did?
So America picked
Sweet Caroline.
Mr. Brightside?
No.
Yeah, Mr. Brightside.
Country Roads.
Oh.
It's just FIFA branding bullshit. I mean, football fans sing anyway, naturally. They don't need to be told what to sing.
It's so bad.
And they went to England and said, what song should your fans be made to sing?
But they were really singing it like they enjoyed it.
Well,
like,
yeah.
They're into it. Like, yeah, they showed the fans like...
Yeah.
That's terrible.
What about the Viking Row? Do you like that? That's pretty cool.
I only caught a little bit of that guy banging that drum.
Yeah.
That's cool. That's their thing that they're allowed to do. Why can't you do something more cultural than...
I think it started the last World Cup. Iceland do a thing where they do like this coordinated clapping.
Iceland made the World Cup?
Not this one, the last one.
Wouldn't think they'd feel that team.
They knock fucking England out.
What?
So
Iceland?
Yeah. So they do this ksh, ksh.
Oh, I'm thinking of Greenland. Trump wants to take
it. And I think the FIFA saw that and said, yeah, we can monetize this.
But it's so forced if each team has to do something. Like, what does Cape Verde do?
I don't know.
Yeah. What's like, well, we got to come up with something like a cheer, like a camp cheer. Yeah. Dumb. Dumb.
It is dumb.
Who's the old head of FIFA? The bastard.
What?
Jules Verne or like Seb Saka. What was his name? Like, had a name like that. Like Seb Saka.
I thought it's Infante.
I don't know. He got corruption charges. Remember that guy?
Oh, yeah. FIFA's corrupt.
All right. Well, next time we meet, we're going to be seeing the comedy. Who's choosing?
Well, we got to do our rating first.
Oh, glad to. Happy to do that.
I have written down here my recommendation. I don't know if I want
to. Remember, your rating has to be, when we do the best of season three, it's got to be a similar rating to, if not the same rating as you give it now, right? Because in the best of season two, you gave people shite ratings during the episode and then put them on your best of list. You did. Whitney Cummings, come on.
Well, what are we doing? What out of five?
Five twats.
That's what I had written down twates? Here, but I feel like I've already.
Oh yeah, I wanted to ask you that about. Do they really say it as twait or what? What did he say? Like
twat.
In England,
twet.
Twet.
You've heard me say it enough.
Twet.
My foul.
How do you
like,
say
it's
it?
Like saying wet with
twet?
The T in the beginning.
You guys switch the
Twat,
A for an O.
Twet.
We
didn't
leave
say,
the A
didn't say
in
twet.
There.
He said twait.
No, he didn't. He said it how an English person would say it, which is an A, not an O.
Yeah, but don't act like you guys don't do the same thing with other words.
What?
Substitute other.
Yeah, like innovative.
Right, innovative.
Why do you keep saying innovative?
Potato.
It's innovative. There's an A.
Tomato.
It's not an I.
Yeah.
How many?
You say hamburger. We say hamburger. Oh, by the way, we've been using that a lot. Remember, you taught us about hamburger means a woman's vagina?
Hamburger shot.
Yeah. Well, me and a lot of the guys been using that a lot. Talk about hamburgers.
I'm sure your missus is I'm on the shit list.
My missus
is back on the shit list.
I will say this. She's got a nice hamburger.
How many hamburgers do you give Pete Holmes?
All of them.
Five out of five hamburgers?
We give him all the hamburgers, all the Subway.
Five out of five patties.
Turkey on white. 6-inch meatball.
But you should say how many meatballs
yeah.
in
how many
the Pete Holmes
in the,
right. in the Pete Holmes sub.
In the 6-inch, yeah. How
done.
Many how many inch long meatball sandwich is it?
How many can go in a 6-inch? I think realistically they only fit three. Although the Subway meatballs are small.
Yeah. I would say you could fit up to five meatballs in a Subway sub.
Right. Yeah. If you're getting hooked up because you know the person working there, you could definitely get that.
So how many are you putting in your Pete Holmes sub?
Jeez, do I want to go all five meatballs? Is this the... I really enjoyed it, but yeah.
Well, we got time. Let's think about it.
Yeah.
We do?
We're only at an hour and a half.
Yeah.
Five. I'm going to live to regret this. I'm giving them all five meatballs.
All right. Well, 5 out of 5. All right. I'm giving Pete Holmes 4 out of 5 meatballs in that.
That's
six-inch
pretty good rating.
Sub. Yeah. I really enjoyed
it. I didn't
think
you were going to go that high.
I thought it was really great.
Yeah. This is what we've all been waiting for here, though. This review. Pete Holmes. Funny, silly, funny boy. You know how he feels about him in the past. It's not, doesn't have a high evaluation of him.
I'm going to give 4 meatballs. I was on the fence 3 or 4. It's 4.
Oh.
But I will say that's guilt. There's a lot of guilt in the fourth meatball.
I don't feel like you really want to give him 4 meatballs.
Guilt is a very important ingredient in the fourth meatball.
Guilt how? Like
I've
This might get back to him.
I've wronged Pete Holmes in the past.
You have? You didn't say that.
A fourth meatball is
a guilty meatball.
Is my meatball?
Is your olive branch?
That's the one. A guilty meatball.
My Olive Garden branch.
Is the fourth meatball?
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Because you really think it's three meatballs, but because you wronged him, you're giving him a fourth meatball.
Yeah.
How did you wrong him? I didn't get that part. You just
didn't give him enough stage time. Not that I owe anyone stage time.
No, nobody would infer that. All right, this is Mark.
Hey, we're all
Mark
flawed.
We're all flawed. Geary's certainly exposed his flaws today with his attack on Christians and anyone of religious belief.
I personally feel
his hatred of Pete Holmes
attacked over here
and not giving him enough stage time. But this is his mea culpa for Pete Holmes. Pete, I'm sorry. I should have gave you more stage time and should not have discriminated against you because you have Christian beliefs. You heard it here, folks.
Well, who's the next meatball that we're watching?
It's from you.
Is it from me?
I hope.
Oh, yeah. I've assembled a whole list of female comedians specifically to annoy you.
I like female comedians.
But I'm going with...
Beth Stelling is one of my favorite comedians.
We're keeping the Lodge connections going with Lisa Traeger and Night Owl.
Liz Traeger?
Lisa Traeger.
Is there a Liz Traeger?
No. There's a Lisa Traeger... And Night Owl,
and she's from the Chicago, from the Lodge.
She's grounded in Chicago. Yeah,
She's a Lodgeite.
Many appearances at the Lodge.
How about on TV? She been on TV shows, TV program?
I don't think so.
Oh, so she can't be that big. She's like a YouTuber.
I don't know how big she is. Now.
Well, we'll find out when you come back with research. I hope. All right. Until then. Well, I love this program. I think when we don't do it, it affects me.